So that's one important aspect. A second aspect we are discussing a lot about, where we don't have formal answer but only suggestions, is what about the continuation of bevacizumab after progression? We have seen the data from the BRIGHT study presented last year at ASCO, where it is suggested, not proven, but suggested that in a patient that is progressive on chemo plus bevacizumab, that when we switch the chemo and continue bevacizumab, that in this group of patients, the outcome was better. It's not a randomized trial, but the data point out, as well as some preclinical data, in this direction, that continuation of bevacizumab might benefit at least a group of patients. We need a formal comparison in this setting. So that's one.
And I guess that's going to happen in terms of at least one study, is the IBET study.
The IBET study.
Are there any others?
In Europe, the IBET study is in the startup phase and is recruiting until now not very well, if I understand it from my American colleagues. In Europe, a German group is doing a similar type of study where there is a bit more flexibility in that sense, that patients can be treated with any irinotecan or oxaliplatin-based treatment in the first line plus bevacizumab, and then they just change in the second line to the other chemo, to the other backbone chemo plus or minus bevacizumab. That trial is recruiting relatively fast in Germany, but it's a smaller trial than the IBET. So this trial will have some indications also.
Do you think there's a rational biological explanation for this?
Yes, if you look at some of the preclinical data in xenografts, we see that there is a rationale. And then also, there are some data that when you stop an anti-VEGF, such as bevacizumab, that the VEGF levels increase. Whether that's correlated with faster tumor growth in humans, that's not yet clear. But we see at least that the VEGF level increases dramatically, so that there's a kind of rebound in human beings.
And in the serum.
In the serum, yes, the VEGF levels in the serum. And then we have some preclinical data from xenografts that also there is a faster growth after stopping exposure to bevacizumab, but that's xenograft data.